nation.
Welcome to you all, and thanks so much for joining us. We're absolutely thrilled that you're able to make time for us, and we're so excited about the event happening. Just remind our listeners, happening from the 17th to the 21st of this month, and tickets, folks, are available through web tickets. Jessica, if I can start with you, you are one of the co-founders, along with David, of Finding the Light Foundation. What is the foundation? What does it do? And how long have you been going?
So firstly, thanks for having us. We're very excited and can't quite believe the show is just 2 weeks away now. So Finding the Light, it's really more of an idea at this stage. We were out in South Africa in 2022, and my husband, David, who's here with us, is a singer, and we thought it would be great to put on a concert for charity. I think we were thinking a little bit smaller scale than 6 nights at Artscape. And at that point, I gave my good friend Daniel Galloway, the producer, a call. But underlying it was really the principle that we wanted to do something and use whatever skills, talents, access, resources we had to really add leverage to the work of those doing the really hard work of addressing development challenges in South Africa on the ground. Of course, when we really ran the numbers, we realized that our fundraising target wasn't going to be met by a concert alone. And it was at that point we realized we would link it to a London-based event, which was a gala dinner, which happened on the 14th of March in partnership with the Khaleesi Foundation. And really, the whole enterprise has been a wonderful experience in just mobilizing, connecting, and trying to link up all those good intentions that South Africans, both at home and abroad, have in support of those, as I said, just doing the really hard work on the ground at home.
Lauren, you join us as a representative of the Khaleesi Foundation, and of course many South Africans and many of our listeners will be aware of the work of the foundation. For those who aren't, if you could just briefly sum up the work and perhaps the origin of the foundation, and then we can talk about the partnership and how it came to be that everyone found each other.
Yeah, so I think just as Jessica said, just thank you so much for having us. But yeah, so the Khaleesi Foundation is 4 years old, and they were birthed out of the desire of Rachel and Sia, just from a goal and a vision that they had after winning the World Cup. You know, similar to what Jessica said, is having this desire to want to do good, but also knowing that there's so much that needs to be done in terms of social development and what that looks like. So the foundation was birthed, and we currently work within three integrated focus areas. So gender-based violence, food security, and education and sport. Our education and sports work is predominantly in Zwide, which is Sia's hometown. We work within six primary schools where we have fully developed and run, along with our implementing partners, the Sia Pakama School Education within the school structure. And it really has just grown from strength to strength. And we're actually now moving into a phase of infrastructure development within the schools. And then, you know, just in a nutshell, with regards to our food security program, we run community kitchen programs where we have over 34 kitchens that we support in various ways, through community kitchen parcels, through stipends, as well as through workshopping and educational workshops with health and dietetics. And then the majority of our work that we do within Cape Town is predominantly gender-based violence support. And that's working alongside implementing partners such as Saki Bartman, the Justice Desk Community Intervention Center. And yeah, I think we can go into those a little bit further, but that's just an overview of the current work that we do.
Thanks for that, Lauren. And then just tell us how this particular collaboration came about. As Jess mentioned, of course, there was the gala dinner that happened last month in London. But how did the two projects meet?
No, it's actually quite amazing how we came about. It was, you know, one of our values in our mission and our values that we talk about is collaboration. And just right from the beginning of this relationship, there has just been so much collaboration that's happened. Is I met Jessica last year through an implementing partner of ours that we work with in Sweden, and she attended one of our events in London. And just from there, we kept a little bit of connection. And then Jess actually came to me and said, you know, Lauren, I've got this idea. How would you like to be a beneficiary of this incredible campaign that I've conceptualized? And I was, you know, kind of taken aback and just thought, geez, you know, it really shows the power of the everyday individual when they mobilize the resources that they have just for the better of others. So that was how the conversation came about. And then just, you know, in the spirit of just collaboration, and I think also working smartly, especially in the NGO space when you do have limited resources. I basically said to Jess, well, you know, what happens if we partner a little bit further? And when we're hosting that evening that you're going to be hosting in March is, you know, why don't we bring the Khaleesi Foundation as a storytelling element into it with Rachel and Sia? And I think things just blossomed from there. Jess and David were always running the Artscape event, which is absolutely phenomenal. And I think just from our side, this is what we're looking for. You know, we're looking for collaboration with individuals who can bring their skill sets, and we can bring our skill sets from the NGO and the work that we do on the ground. And then how do we merge the two together to actually make lasting impact?
And what's so beautiful about this, and David, I'll bring you in here if I may, is that it's not just a collaboration of the two organizations, but also of the talent. And you have announced that the artists who will be performing, and it's a mix of overseas artists and homegrown talent here in South Africa. Maybe David, you can just talk a little bit about the musicality of the event. And I mean, I am an enormous musical theatre fan. So when this, when I was first heard that this was happening, I was thrilled, and I'm sure that our audience, who I know are also big musical theatre fans, will be too. Talk to us a little bit about the music side of Finding the Light.
Yeah, well, the obvious thing for us, for Jess and I, with the original conception of the idea, was to go down a musical theatre route, because that's really my background, and a little bit of operatic classical music as well. But we thought let's keep it to musical theatre. But then you sort of come to writing a program or running order for the night, and it's such a broad spectrum. There is so much wonderful music to draw upon. So you're kind of, then you're thinking about, well, who's going to actually perform this concert with us? Because a lot of it, the material is dictated by which performers you get and what their strong points are and what shows they've been in. So, I'm thrilled with the way it's come together. It's, the people who have been made themselves available to us are, you know, it's really exciting to see the lineup that we've got now, and such exciting South African performers. We've got a couple of ladies who have performed both on Broadway and the West End. Michael Xavier, who's also a West End and Broadway leading man. And then the fabulous South African performers. So just so excited to get rehearsing next week.
Do you begin when you're putting on a show like this, you know, and we're talking about it this morning on the show, about sort of musical, you know, our playlist later in the show will be top five music songs from the musicals, which I can have top 50 songs from the musicals, and it's still there still wouldn't be enough. So how do you go about selecting a song list for a show like this?
Yeah, good question. Was I was alluding to earlier. I mean, it's such a wide brief. I mean, you could think 10 of your favorite shows must have these. And then the next day you're like, oh my goodness, I've missed out so many greats. So it's partly like dictated by the cast that are available to you. And as I say, we were very lucky. We wanted certain people, and you know, things fell into place and we were able to secure them. So once you've secured your cast, it's like, well, let's look at the shows that they've excelled in. What are the roles that suit them? And that starts to dictate your running order for you. Jess wants to interject.
I think I was just going to say that, having kind of lived this journey with you, a big part of Finding the Light, linked a little bit to the power of music and the arts, not only to sublimate human experience, but also to connect us and to address trauma in us. It's how we make sense of life, of trauma, And so there is a little bit of a theme that we wanted to play on, sort of numbers that really kind of live human experience, but then also provide a musical journey that went through the ages, that wasn't limited to one era or one period. So there are components of the program that date all the way back to the 40s and 50s, and then much more very contemporary pieces as well, which it was unusual, I think, to be able to do something with that wider brief as well.
I think that's such a beautiful point, Jessica, in that, you know, there's something about music that, as a, you know, as a communication tool, is unmatched. It speaks to one's heart, even if one maybe feels that one's heart has been closed off or broken or whatever it may be. And I think particularly there's something about musical theatre, and maybe I say this just because I'm such a fan, but it only takes, you know, the opening chord of Empty Chairs and Empty Tables, or Tell Me It's Not True, and I can be in floods of tears. And I'm sure that other people feel that same way. So I hear what you're saying. I think that's a really beautiful point. We are so thrilled that you are coming. We haven't started yet, but is it something that you're looking forward to making, dare I say, a regular annual event? Fingers crossed.
I think we'd absolutely love to do that. I think we wanted to get through our first year. Obviously, the challenge in the arts is always funding, finding the right sponsors. So I think that would be a key piece of the puzzle for next year. I mean, really, the goal was that you create an event like this, you link it to something like this dinner, and you create a community that draws on multiple different interest groups and stakeholders, from donors, philanthropists, to music enthusiasts. You give the theatre goers the chance to contribute, but also corporate sponsors and other forms of funders. So I think a lot will depend on how that shapes up for next year. I think this year's already been, you know, very successful from a fundraising point of view already, which we're delighted with, and really was, you know, really at the core of this, wanting to make sure we also raised as much money as we could to empower the people who are working in our communities. But short answer, we'd love to do it, and we hope we'll be back with you next year. We may have already started talking dates.
That is fantastic to know. Lauren, if I can just end with you, I've mentioned to people tickets are available at Web Tickets, but just, are you able just to give us some information about the Colisi Foundation in terms of people, how people can get in touch, if there's other things that people, if they're maybe not able to come through later this month, are they able to support in other ways, and how can they get in touch with you?
Yes, thanks. So there are multiple ways. You can visit our website, which is www.colisifoundation.org, and you can see there's a page to donate as well as to get involved. But something that we'll also be launching, close to the opening night date with Finding the Light, is there will be an active donation driver website page that will link you straight to a PayFast account, and you can make an automatic donation. And I think that, you know, back to what Jessica said, I think the biggest trend, or that we'd like to see, is that, you know, people come to the show and people really get an understanding of what collaboration looks like, and how all these multiple, you know, different areas have come together for the same cause. And then when you leave from there, you know, to actually activate those individuals and those connectors to spread the word on this donation drive, for us to really see, you know, how much funding we can get in that goes straight back into the programmatic work of the foundation.
It's been a real treat to have you. As I said, thank you so much for making time for us. We can't wait to welcome you, David and Jessica, back to South Africa, and the rest, of course, of the cast and crew of Finding the Light. Folks, please make sure that you are not disappointed in a few weeks' time, and go to Web Tickets now and book your tickets. And in addition to some wonderful, wonderful music, you also get to make a difference. Great to have you guys on the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
And that was, of course, Sarah Jane Mogwala-King chatting to Lauren Budd, who is the Partnerships and Resource Manager of the Kolisi Foundation, talking about the fact that this collaborative effort from the Kolisi Foundation and the Finding the Light Foundation, where 100% of the proceeds will go to local charities, have managed to gather top talent from London's West End and South African musical theatres, where they'll be coming together on Cape Town's iconic Artscape Opera House stage to perform songs from shows including Phantom of the Opera, West Side Story, Company, and many, many more. It is 29 minutes after 8. In case you've just tuned in, don't worry, you are the right show.